talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And there was a lot of it made over the weekend. We start in China. And let me tell you something. You look at China, you think, okay, it's a monolith. For 5,000 years, they worshipped an emperor. Chinese culture goes back to 3000 BC, long line of emperors. They viewed them as gods, couldn't even look at them. If you looked up and saw him as he was carried in a cart down the street, they'd execute you. Then the revolution came. First of all, the emperor fell apart after the First World War. Second World War, you had Mao Zedong fighting Chiang Kai-shek. There are now two Chinas. Taiwan used to be called Formosa, used to be a colony of Japan. Formosa, Taiwan. Its name is the Republic of China. Speak Mandarin Chinese. They are Chinese, Han Chinese. The mainland, 100 miles away, about the distance from Milwaukee to Oshkosh, is called the People's Republic of China. It's the one that Mao Zedong took over, Chiang Kai-shek took over, what is called Taiwan. Now you look at Xi, the premier, Xi Jinping, and he looks impregnable. Looks like he can't be beaten within China. He's the emperor. But unlike the emperor, sometimes the emperor has no clothes. There's a number two guy over there, the premier, just under Xi Jinping, and the premier is called Li Keqiang, K-E-Q-I-A-N-G. And he's a shifty, murderous bastard himself, is what he is. And he is lying in the weeds waiting to become number one. That's the way it works over there. That's the way it works over there. Now, normally, we look on this as a monolith, Communist Party. There's a council of about 300 people. Well, ostensibly run the country, but Xi is the guy that gives the orders. But he has a heavy burden on him, and the heavy burden on him is that if he screws up and people start to get restive, then the rabble in the Communist Committee start to get uneasy, and then guys like Li Keqiang try to take out Xi Jinping. And why is this important? Because they are a nuclear power. They are the second largest economy in the world, and they are trying to extend their tentacles, their octopus-like tentacles, all through the South China Sea, menacing Taiwan, trying to worm into, menacing Australia for that matter. Anyway, here's what's happened. Xi Jinping has made two mistakes that may prove fatal to him. One of them is the COVID lockdown. Now, you know, China has almost 1.5 billion people, about 20% of the people in the world, roughly, believe it or not. About 20% of the people in the world speak Mandarin Chinese, 1 in 5. And obviously he doesn't want it to spread, but because he's an authoritarian, he's taken to an extreme degree. He'll lock down a whole, he can lock down a city of 4 million people. That's the size of, that's the population of Phoenix. Some of them can't go out of their apartments. Say he's going to deliver food to them, and he does a lousy job because communist governments are corrupt, and they depend on people who've been bribed. Maybe some guy hasn't gotten any food for a couple of days, and he goes out, I need food, and they beat the hell out of him and drag him off. This is the way they operate over there. Well, the way it's going has caused deep dissatisfaction, but what's caused even deeper dissatisfaction is that economically, up to the time that Nixon and the Chinese got together. You may remember that in the very early 70s, Nixon and China. Everyone said, well, Nixon was the only guy who could have opened up to China because the Red Chinese had attacked us in the Korean War, and a Democrat would have looked weak, but Nixon could go and do it. And he did go over and do it. And they had a succession of presidents, the predecessors of Xi Jinping, who opened up the economy. They didn't open up society. It was still a communist society. It was still a society that had no rule of law. It was whatever the head guy wanted. But they opened it up to free enterprise in a sense. And what happened is China prospered. They realized that capitalism was the way to go, not communism, not socialism. And you can call up, go, oh, Matt, socialism, Sweden, wouldn't that be nice? No, that wouldn't be nice. The only reason that Sweden has made socialism a success is because they have a homogeneous population and we provide their nuclear defense, even though they're not in NATO. They've been freeloaders, freeload on our nuclear umbrella. But in China, the premiers after Mao Zedong realized, you know, let's open it up. Let's let people found large businesses, tech businesses, it turned out eventually, and make money. That's great. And everybody was happy as a clam. They really were. And because they have an authoritarian streak in their culture, I mean, when you worship an emperor for 5,000 years, it's not a big stretch to worship the head of the Communist Party. You don't say you're worshiping him, but you're afraid of him, and that's what they expect, as long as they can make some money. Well, here's the problem for Xi Jinping. He decided he would go back to being a proto-communist. Of course, he's a communist anyway, but what he did is he issued a statement that, quote, we must dial back the changes that we came with Western capitalism. We must dial back the changes that came from Western capitalism. That's a statement he made. And not only is it a statement he made, but they had a guy named Jack Ma. Now, Jack Ma was roughly like an Elon Musk or a Bezos or a Gates, a very colorful, personable guy, billionaire, who created a massive empire, a massive sales empire. And frankly, that was exactly what China needed. And not only that, Jack Ma was a Christian, and he worshipped, and he was in every respect drawn into Western culture. He's a good guy. Suddenly, some months ago, he disappeared, and I'm not kidding. When I say disappeared, he wasn't mentioned in the official press over there. Nobody saw him. Nobody saw him around his houses that he owned. It turned out that Xi Jinping looked on him the way somebody like Vladimir Putin looks on some oligarchs who may not be loyal to him or may eclipse him in popularity. What they do in Russia, what Vladimir Putin did is he kills him. Remember? He killed one autocrat, one oligarch, and his wife and daughter. Hang them, and then another one, he knifed them in Spain and claimed it was murder-suicides and chuckled. Now, that's the way the Ruskies do it. The way the Chinese do it is a little smoother. He just disappears. Now, think what would happen if Elon Musk suddenly wasn't mentioned in any newspaper and disappeared. Because we have a free press, people go, where is Elon Musk? Same with Jeff Bezos or Bill Gates. But over there, that sent a signal to people not to get too big for their britches. And the problem with that is they started to pull back on entrepreneurship. And they have a higher unemployment rate now. And their growth is slowed. And Xi Jinping is going full frontal communist. Okay, well, you know, we must do this for the good of the greater people. People are getting tired of this. They don't mind authoritarianism because they're basically a nation of emperor worshipers and communist leader worshipers. But they also like luxuries. They also like to be employed. They also like to eat. Pardon me? They like to eat? Are you kidding me? Well, they should like to eat. Everybody in the world should like to eat. Idiots. And so they're starting to get a little restive. Not, no individual one will dare to take on Xi Jinping. But that crafty, sly, serpentine Li Keqiang is slithering around, Communist Party slithering around over there, waiting to bite Xi Jinping. That's what's going to happen. So stand by. This is all behind the scenes. You can deduce this from reading the mainstream press. Most people nowadays are following Ukraine. They're following Roe v. Wade. They're following the Supreme Court. They're following what's happening to Trump, good or bad, all this sort of stuff. But what's much more consequential in a sense, at least as far as Ukraine goes, is what does this do to China in the Western Pacific, their threats against Taiwan, rising tensions with Japan, rising tensions with South Korea. In a sense, we were benefited at one time by having basically clumsy autocrats over in China exercise some vast cultural shadow over the Pacific, the Western Pacific, the South China Sea, even though we maintain control of it. That's what we want. Suddenly they got uppity and they said they wanted control of it. We're not going to let them have control of it. And now they're restive in the communist leadership. So stand by. This is a fascinating development in a very, very tough theater of the world. We'll go to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.